So 2026 will be a year of tremendous growth in UK market in terms of WhatsApp commerce, because in the Asian market, I can tell you, even at scaled up levels, 20% of brands' revenue is contributed by WhatsApp commerce.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, we release a 5-episode mini series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic. It could be channels like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or a big topic like acquisition, retention, or growth. In each episode, new ones released on Wednesdays, I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making that marketing method work for you. And then after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we've been spending our 5 episodes exploring a brand new topic, which is WhatsApp. So in this episode, we are putting that series to bed with the brilliant Abhishek Chandra from GoQuick, who has huge amounts of experience, he and his team, of creating super successful WhatsApp marketing activities in Asia, and have been spending the last year or so getting to grips with the UK market and helping many UK brands launch as well. So we've got the huge wealth of experience that Abhishek and his team have from Asia, combined with Western / UK focused activity success too. Loads of amazing stuff he's going to tell us about in this episode, specifically getting into why it's all about customer lifetime value, why that is the goal of WhatsApp marketing, and then how you can deliver on that. It is the last in the series, so do remember that there won't be an episode next week, but that does give you time to catch up on any of the rest of the series that you've missed, share it with your team, and then take action. Do make sure you listen right to the end of this episode, because you do not want to miss out on Abhishek's quick fire insider tips round, because he's sharing loads of juicy stuff in that, and a great offer on their tech at the end of it too. And I'll share my own take on it as always as well. So stay tuned to the end. Everyone's talking about automation, AI, personalization, but there's one big opportunity that many are still missing. It's conversational commerce using WhatsApp. In India and the Middle East, brands using WhatsApp to engage customers are already seeing 3 times higher engagement and up to 40% more repeat sales. Yet in the UK, most e-commerce brands treat WhatsApp like a support channel, not a revenue engine. That's where Quick Engage by GoQuick comes in. It helps you turn conversations into conversions with smart automations for cart recovery and product recommendations, Instagram to WhatsApp automation, and IA-based support. If you want to build personalized buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now via keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. Keepopt.com/quickengage. In this episode, I'm chatting with WhatsApp expert Abhishek Chandra. Abhishek is the Chief Revenue Officer at GoQuick. Founded in 2020, their focus is on helping e-commerce brands unlock their growth by solving crucial challenges across the e-commerce funnel, including enabling success on WhatsApp. Hello, Abhishek.
Hello, Chloe. It's always a pleasure to talk to you either in person or on podcast. And we have been speaking for the last 1 year. And every time when we sit and chat, either online or offline, it's amazing on different problem statements that we discuss. So I'm very excited about today's podcast.
Likewise, I always love a nice catch up with you. And especially when we get to record it and share it with hundreds and hundreds of brands who we can help. Because that's the goal, isn't it? So how did you get into the world of WhatsApp all those years ago?
5 years ago, when we started GoQuick, we wanted to build different products which can help at various stages of e-commerce journey. So from start of the funnel to end of the funnel. And our flagship product was a quick checkout, a one-click fast checkout, which can help brands to improve their overall conversion rate. And that product became very popular. You know, maybe in 2 years' time, more than 10,000 brands were using it. And we kept innovating on different features, that how can we get more and more conversion conversion out of the checkout. So what we realized in the Asian market that everyone was spending 10, 12 hours on WhatsApp every day. So we thought, if let's say we go one step further, if let's say someone abandons cart on the checkout, or let's say they want to be reached out by a brand for a special limited time offer, what can be the channel where let's say the open rates are really quick when someone reads a message? Is there a possibility that they can read it within 5 minutes and respond it in the same time? And we realized that, okay, WhatsApp is the channel. So we collaborated with Meta, and we were amongst the early companies who started building on WhatsApp for Business. And once we launched Quick Engage 3.5 to 4 years ago, we saw a huge potential on WhatsApp, which was not available on channels like email and SMS. Firstly, because of the conversational nature of the product. And once we started and once we launched it, just let's say in 3.5 years, now it serves around 12,000 brands globally. And at least 50 of those brands are billion-dollar companies. More than 300 brands are more than 100, doing 100 million plus revenue. And to our surprise, around 15 to 20% of their entire revenue is contributed via WhatsApp commerce. So I have seen this huge shift in usage of WhatsApp on the business side of things. That is why when I landed in UK exactly a year ago, I realized that I think UK is ready for this kind of change, because in UK also, everyone talks to their friends and family on WhatsApp, but businesses were not leveraging it. So we thought, if we are the leaders in this category, why don't we create this awareness in UK and help brands basically unlock higher potential and also improve the overall lifetime value of their customers?
I mean, for anyone who's listening to this going, oh, I'm not sure if WhatsApp's got the scale. I'm not sure if WhatsApp's for serious businesses. I mean, those numbers you just shared, yes, it's for serious businesses. Yes, it has scale. Yes, this can be a really standout channel in a business. I love you also bring in that difference between the Asian consumers' adoption of this and businesses' adoption too, and then the UK and the Western adoption of it. And it does feel like we're on the cusp right now, and that by the time we get to this time in 2027, it will be, well, yeah, obviously we should be talking about WhatsApp on a marketing podcast. Whereas this year, it feels a little bit like we're being groundbreaking. I think next year it'll be, yeah, we've got case studies coming out our ears, and all of this has happened, because that awareness in the UK is now reaching the point where people are ready to go. Is that what you're finding? Because you're speaking to a lot more people about this, more brands about this than I am. Do you think this is the year it's going to go boom here in the UK and Europe?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in early 2025, when I came to the UK, just to test the market, I was speaking at various events on the stage about WhatsApp commerce is coming sooner or later and businesses should use it. And many people from the crowd used to ask me that, hey, don't you think it's really personal? Why are you getting into personal space of people? So people had those early inhibitions, but I gave them an example. See, 7-8 years ago, people felt the same thing about SMS also. Now SMS is highly saturated that no one even wants to do marketing on SMS. See, as a business, you have to be where your customer is. And in the UK also, I've realized the same thing. 90% of the people talk to their friends and family on WhatsApp, but businesses were not leveraging it. So I thought, why don't we start with few of the brand and see how it goes for them. And to our surprise, in a year's time, now we worked with more than 100 brands in the UK of various sizes. We have around 10 to 14 case studies, all right, just to show that, okay, yes, it works in UK. So in 2026, I can tell you one thing. In fact, now we have scaled our team in the UK, because we were getting many people were interested in it. And now every brand we talk to, it is no longer a question of why WhatsApp. It is like when. So every brand either tells us that, okay, we'll started in the next quarter or the second half of the year. But now no one question it. So I have seen that journey. So 2026 will be a year of tremendous growth in UK market in terms of WhatsApp commerce. Because in the Asian market, I can tell you, even at scaled up levels, 20% of brands revenue is contributed by WhatsApp commerce, because their customers are constantly spending time on WhatsApp.
Yeah, that's two real pieces of evidence there. One, the brand you're talking to are now saying, this is when we're going to do it. Not, oh, I'm not sure. That's such a key sign that it's coming this year. And then the other one is the customers are there. Once they get in, they're like, yes, this is a great way for me to talk to the brands I want to talk to. So so often with new marketing channels, we're a little bit nervous about how the customer will react, but clearly they are embracing this as a route. Let's pivot and talk about what you've come here to talk about, which is the customer lifetime value being the key goal of the WhatsApp channel. I mean, so often we're like, oh, well, it's all about acquisition or it's all about retention. But WhatsApp as a channel is really about customer lifetime value, isn't it?
Yes. See, in different markets, you have different problem statements to solve. For example, 3-4 years back when we started this product for the Asian market, the market has huge inflow of VC money. So in the early days, it was all about acquisition. So our focus was entirely in driving acquisition via WhatsApp. Then now the market has matured, so it is more around retention now. But when we came to UK, we realized that it's a stable market. DTC has been there for the last 10, 15 years, and none of the brands are looking for massive growth year on year because there is no VC inflow of money. So everyone has limited amount of money to spend on marketing, and that amount can be even £100,000 a month to, like, say, £5 million a month, but everyone has limited budget to spend. So it's very important for UK market to start working more towards the lifetime value of the customers. And when we did our research, we realized that if you take the industry average in UK, 60 to 70% of the customers never come back to the website again. And it is 5x more expensive to acquire a new customer than to retain it. So we saw a clear gap in the market and we thought, why don't we use WhatsApp to basically bridge that gap? And also one thing which is very important, it is why people choose a DTC brand over a marketplace like Amazon is because they believe in the brand story. So it is very important for every brand to keep their customers really close to them. And how do you keep them close to them? It's by regularly engaging. And regular engagement doesn't mean that you have to keep sending them offers and all to bring them back. But I'll give you an example. In fact, I saw it in UK itself that many of our brands, when once they sell the product, let's say it's a home and living product, or let's say a table, once it gets delivered to a house, a customer get a message like, hey, hope you have received your product. Here is a video on how to assemble this table. Or in, let's say it's some makeup products. So a customer gets a message like, hey, this is how you apply this product. And this is the before and after look. And sometimes on the same message, they also ask, hey, if you can share your before and after look, we'll be happy to share it on our socials. And you won't believe, once customer sees their picture wearing a particular cloth or, let's say, applying that makeup product and they are, let's say, published on the social media handle of a brand, they feel so connected towards a brand. We have many pet brands where, let's say, their dogs are getting, let's say, featured on the main page of the brand, and every pet parent feel very good either for their or for their pet or even for themselves. So this is how you can keep engaging your customer going forward. If, let's say, they have a birthday on WhatsApp, you can send them a simple birthday message that, hey, Chloe, happy birthday to you. Thanks for being. And these can be recorded video messages coming from, if, let's say, Chloe is the founder, it can say, hey, Abhishek, happy birthday. Thanks for being a loyal customer. I'm the founder of the company. All these things are at least possible on the platform. So from a limitation of point of view, it has very less as compared to email and SMS. So this is how it is different than what you have already tried in the past. And that is why it contributes more towards improving the lifetime value of a customer.
I mean, I think it's so fascinating how, as a marketer, bringing my marketing brain to this, I'm like, yeah, I could do all that with email. You know, I could do the, here's the video to help you set it up. I could do the, can you send us a picture of you and your table, or you with your makeup? But there isn't the two-way comms on email that you would expect and that's very easy to deliver and straightforward to deliver on WhatsApp. There also isn't the, it feels more natural on WhatsApp somehow that you're getting a service message and a marketing content request message, and then maybe a marketing message, and then maybe asking a question. I love the table. Have you got some chairs that would go with it or something? And all that could happen in that one conversation. I think it's, and I assume that's partly because of the functionality built into WhatsApp, but it's also because as a consumer, you've got just that one thread of content, not 20 email chains. Do you find that makes a really tangible difference in both how marketers and brands are using this to drive customer lifetime value, but also how consumers are then responding to it?
Oh, absolutely. You have highlighted a very important differentiator of WhatsApp versus rest of the channel, because every message that goes out, let's say every email or every SMS that goes out to the customer, it goes as a different message or an email. So there is no continuity to it. On the other hand, WhatsApp is the only conversational commerce platform available. So from your first purchase to, let's say, your returns, to your cross-sell, upsells, all right, your feedback messages, it's just crawl away for a customer. So customer can see their entire history with the brand, on how they treated the brand, how the brand treated them in the past. All right, it's on their fingertips. And whenever, let's say, they purchased a product, you gave a very good example. Let's say someone ordered a table. All right. After, let's say, a week or so, they can get a message, hey, these are the four different chairs which can go well with your table. People can keep clicking on different chairs and it will start showing them results then and there. The results can be, hey, can you show me this chair in a different color? If you click there, it will pull inventory from your Shopify backend and give you different chair options. So once you make up your mind on a particular product, you can click there and basically place your order. In fact, directly the customer can be taken to the add to cart page and not back to some product discovery page again and again. So basically the orders can be placed there. In fact, in the Asian market, we have moved one stage ahead that you will be able to make the payment on WhatsApp itself. So that you don't have to take the customer back to the website. So it's also possible in UK, but we are still taking baby steps that let's first teach the customer how to use it. Then slowly and steadily, we will complete the entire journey on WhatsApp itself. So once they purchase it, if let's say they don't like it, they want to exchange it, return it, they don't have to find the contact us page on the main website itself. They can just open that thread and just type, I want to exchange. So again, they can get exchange options there, because all these journeys can be automated. So the exchange options can be there, the return option can be there. And let's say we can build AI prompts, like if let's say someone is trying to return the product, all right, those prompts can tell the customers, hey, we are happy to return the product. But if you take store credit instead of money back to your card, you'll get maybe 10% extra. So we can create those prompts where we can help brands not to lose the revenue, even if the product is returned. So all these things can be automated on WhatsApp.
Then you start talking about customers proactively getting back in contact with you via your marketing channel. And I mean, it is the fine line between customer service and marketing, but I think it's a great demonstration of how, when done well, there's a customer service impact on marketing and there's a marketing impact on customer service with the agents and then the real human beings getting involved in it as well. We've been talking about the comparisons with email and SMS and the post-purchase activity. I'm going to assume you don't have comparative stats for when a table arrives and you send them this and you ask for the UDC. But obviously, everyone's using abandoned carts across everything. Are there comparative stats between how SMS, email, and WhatsApp stack up in that one specific campaign type?
Oh, absolutely. If I just talk about the abandoned cart recovery in the UK, on email, you typically see it around 6 to 8%. Similarly, on SMS, it was around 10 to 12%, but now it is further going down. I'm talking about 10 to 12% in the peak time when SMS was getting used. Now it is further going down. But on WhatsApp, we have seen a more than 20% abandoned cart recovery in UK. All right. So the numbers are way higher. In fact, the click-through rates on WhatsApp is more than 20%. On the other hand, again, on SMS and email, it is around 8 to 10%. So you see a very stark difference, because see, Chloe, we also have to understand that not every person is a working professional like you and me who keep checking their emails every 5 minutes. All right. Many of them work in a retail store or at a setup where they don't keep checking their emails. But yes, WhatsApp, they keep checking because they get their messages from their friends and family. What we teach the brand is not to just use WhatsApp as a marketing channel so that people start ignoring them also, like they used to ignore email or an SMS with multiple, let's say, engagement messages. All right, you can ask them for testimonials on. So I'll give you one more example. So I was speaking at a conference and there was another founder who was using WhatsApp, and she gave a very good example that what has changed on our brand since she started using us and let's say WhatsApp was, she said, we are a 10-year-old company and till date, we had 1,000 reviews on, let's say, on Judge Me or Review.io. And in 6 months of using WhatsApp, we were able to acquire 1,200 reviews.
Whoa.
1,200 reviews in 6 months versus 1,000 reviews in 10 years. And the reason was because the journey was so well stitched on WhatsApp from purchase to post-purchase that after, let's say, the customer is actually happy, they used to ask, hey, can you give us a rating on WhatsApp? And it's highly gamified that you can click on number of stars. That, okay, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars. And if someone, let's say, gives you a 4 or 5 star, automatically it'll give you a link to a Judge Me where you can write a review. Because we have stitched the journey so well that apart from, let's say, a standard thing like a purchase, or like she is able to, let's say, get so many reviews from the customer. So we always, whenever, let's say, our customer success team reaches out to any, let's say, during monthly reviews with the brand, so we show them two different parameters, two different ROIs. So one is the direct revenue ROI that, okay, you spend X and you get, let's say, 8X, 10X, 15X. And then there are like perceived ROIs also, that how many number of reviews they have got, all right, how many tickets have been reduced, all right, because of this. So they, again, an interesting example that once people were making purchase, all right, for the first time users on any website, we started sending order confirmation message on WhatsApp and with a immediate order tracking link. Now, because the order tracking link was coming on the mobile, so they kept checking every now and then till the time, because it was their first purchase on the website, so they didn't believe in that particular brand, but they kept checking there. And once they got it, they were like happy. And you wouldn't believe, the founder told me that because they started doing basically order tracking on WhatsApp, so 60% of their ticket reduced, because 60% of the tickets were, when will I get my product, or where is my product? And the brands were sending it on email, but not everyone checked the email now and then. All right, but WhatsApp, they were checking. So 60% of the tickets reduced. So yes, there is direct revenue impacts and there are like indirect impacts of WhatsApp as well.
Lovely. Now, before we hit the record button on this, you were teasing me, given I'm a former or still performance marketer, with some insight into WhatsApp being integratable with your Facebook and Instagram ads, which got my ears pricked up. But I thought I wouldn't ask you about it offline. I'd wait till we actually hit the record button, because of course WhatsApp is part of the Meta universe. So how does that work? And is that then becoming more of an acquisition play with WhatsApp if we're integrating with our ads?
So interesting thing is, because Meta owns all three products, WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook, so they are now stitched very well. So there is a feature called click-through WhatsApp ad, which means if you run an ad, let's say on Instagram, typically what happens, people click on that ad and they land on the product page on the website as anonymous users, or like maybe 4-5% of them converge into sales. But now you have an option that if a customer clicks on the ad, they can be taken to the WhatsApp chat with the brand, where let's say we implement bots who can answer queries of the customer. So it's like assisted selling on WhatsApp. The bot can also do it. A real individual can also do it, which many people do A/B testing on. That is it bringing my CAC down? Because they know when they run ads on Facebook and Instagram, this is my CAC. So what they do is, so they basically they split it. So some of the customers, they try to bring it directly to the WhatsApp chat, because now at least if they bring the customer to WhatsApp chat, they'll be able to capture their mobile number. So they are no longer anonymous visitors on their website. They'll be able to capture customer details and also get consent then and there that, hey, do you want to join our VIP newsletter on WhatsApp to get, let's say, 10% off on your first purchase. So the consent capture can be done on WhatsApp, and also so you can capture the real customer data, which was never ever possible in the history. Once you run ads on Google, Facebook, anywhere, the customer comes to your website as an anonymous visitor. So this is what can be changed with WhatsApp.
Nice. I like that. So not like another campaign to try out once you've got the systems up and running and to give a test to. So thank you for running through that. Now, it does feel like there's quite a big learning curve for marketers with WhatsApp. And I believe you at GoQuick are doing something a little bit different to help people through that learning curve. So could you tell us a little bit about that before we head into the insider tips round?
Sure. Because it's an old enough product in the Asian market, so every marketer in India and Asia know how to market on WhatsApp. But when we came to UK, we knew that this product has a learning curve. Everyone will make mistakes, lose money, then eventually they will optimize and start generating revenue. So we never wanted that. We wanted our brand from day one to start realizing real revenue, basically money-wise. So what we did from day one, we created our service layer, which had retention marketers and customer success managers who were kind of experts on WhatsApp. So the day we used to onboard the brand, from first day itself to, let's say, first 3 to 6 months, we used to handhold the brand to do, let's say, automations. Automations can be abandoned cart automations and all. We help them design campaigns because we work with 12 to 15,000 brands. So we know that what works in a different category. See, what works in pet care will not work in fashion, will not work in, let's say, beauty and personal care. So every category has a different kind of audience and different kind of conversion metrics. So we had those learnings in the past. So whenever we onboard a brand, we basically handhold them for the first 3 to 6 months till the time they start achieving a 10 to 15x ROI. And once they become an expert themselves, then they can always basically do all these automation, all these marketing on their own. So we do it for both agencies and brands, that we don't let them make those early mistakes, lose that money, because we know how important is it to, because money saved is money earned. So the more money they'll save, they can always put it back into the business. So we really care about that. So that is why we invested in that service layer and we keep expanding that base. So as we have, let's say more, let's say we'll add 500 or 1,000 brands in UK, still that layer will keep expanding so that our brands don't lose money. Both our brands and agencies don't lose money.
It does seem crazy here in the UK when there's so much experience in Asia of how to get the most out of this platform that we would all turn around and go, no, we want to start from scratch. We're going to learn all the basics ourselves. It's like, why would we do that? Why not take those learnings? So I love that you're bringing that to the market too. Thanks, Abhishek. It's been great picking your brains about why customer lifetime value is the key goal of your WhatsApp marketing. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end because you do not want to miss out on Abhishek's insider tips or on my take on all of this and the reveal of what our next topic is going to be on the podcast as well. Everyone's talking about automation, AI, personalization, but there's one big opportunity that many are still missing. It's conversational commerce using WhatsApp. In India and the Middle East, brands using WhatsApp to engage customers are already seeing 3 times higher engagement and up to 40% more repeat sales. Yet in the UK, most e-commerce brands treat WhatsApp like a support channel, not a revenue engine. That's where Quick Engage by GoQuick comes in. It helps you turn conversations into conversions. With smart automations for cart recovery and product recommendations, Instagram to WhatsApp automation and IA-based support. If you want to build personalized buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now via keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. Keepopt.com/quickengage. Okay, Abhishek, so far we've gone deep into why customer lifetime value is the key goal of WhatsApp. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole world of WhatsApp and conversational commerce. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with WhatsApp, which of course includes everything we've already been talking about. Abhishek, are you ready for the insider tips?
Sure.
Marvelous. Let's start with newbie advice. I'm sure we've got plenty of newbies listening. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
The first thing I'll tell any newbie to try is abandoned cart recovery on WhatsApp, because it's like money sitting on the table. You already have spent money to get that customer on your website. All right, you will be able to convert 20% of those customers who were just abandoned cart. It's a cheat sheet in UK. So when we launched, when no one believed in this product, we told customers, don't do any marketing. Just do abandoned cart recovery automation. So they were able to basically generate 20% higher revenue because they were able to convert 20% of those customers. And later, once they started doing that, they started liking it. Now they are making amazing ROAS on campaigns on WhatsApp. And still the campaigns ROAS are like 15. Look, the ROAS on campaigns are 15 to 20x, to be very honest. It's that kind of an average. So yeah, so the cheat sheet is abandoned cart recovery.
Simple as that, everybody. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
So what I can suggest you, just like the previous question, that you have to start small. you have to start with the basics, like, let's say, abandoned cart recovery with few utility messages, like, let's say, order confirmation, order tracking, to win the trust of the customer. Then slowly and steadily, you can start with marketing, and marketing with things like limited time offer, that, hey, this offer is only valid for 6 hours, so that you can get immediate purchases. And then you can slowly and steadily build it up. So for example, from, let's say, abandoned cart till Instagram automation, there is a long journey. So don't try to do everything in one go. Keep trying different use cases once you start getting a good ROI in, let's say, in the previous ones. But yes, it takes good 3 to 6 months in terms of implementing different features. You have to be patient enough. So I have seen that many people get impatient that, hey, I'm implementing it. Maybe in 15 days, it'll change my life. No. It takes good 3 months to start showing you consistent results. So just be, because it's a new channel for your customer also, for you also. So spend good 3 months, dedicate time, learn the entire process, because there are no limitations to this platform. So the more creative you are on WhatsApp, you will get better ROI, even if you can spend lesser amount of marketing dollars than your competitors.
I love that. Take it slow. Learn the platform. Let your customers learn the platform, and don't suddenly go all ninja and run off and do a load of ad integrations. Brilliant advice. Thank you, Abhishek. Now, if someone listening wants to learn more about all this, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
See, we keep doing different workshops for both agency and brands. So they can always reach out to me on LinkedIn, and I will connect them to the next workshop. It's free of cost. So we'll be happy to do it both online and in person. So in fact, the next workshop is happening, I think, 1 week from now. So, and it'll keep happening. So whenever they want, they can just reach out to me and I'll connect them to our team to basically make them learn the product.
Oh, brilliant. That is a top resource recommendation. Thank you. Finally, crystal ball time. Dare I ask, what's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Oh, next 6 to 12 months will be huge in terms of AI implementation on WhatsApp. All right, where 90% of the customer queries, from, let's say, assisted buying to solving a customer query, will be done by the bot itself. So if, let's say, your team is spending today 10 hours a day to, let's say, to resolve customer query or try to sell the product, it will all go away. You can use them to do other things which really adds value. Everything will be automated on WhatsApp.
I do feel like WhatsApp is going to be a place where brands get their head around AI agents first. You know, I just feel like it's so well set up for it. I think it's where a lot are going to be cutting their teeth on that. So I love that you bring that up for the crystal ball question. Right, Abhishek, it's the big question left now. We are very nearly at the end of the show. So how can the listeners get in contact with you and GoQuick to find out more about the business and to maybe start using GoQuick to power their WhatsApp?
Oh, we love to chat with the customers. So either they can go to our website, goquick.co, and with a K in between, so goquick.co, or they can search Abhishek Chandra on LinkedIn, and I'll be happy to connect with them, chat with them, and make something tailor-made for them, which really solves a pain point which they are having.
And I believe you've got a special offer for our listeners as well.
Oh, yes. How can I miss that? So we are happy to offer a 50% off to all the Keep Optimizing listeners for the first 6 months. So they can always reach out to me, and I'm happy to extend this offer to all your listeners.
Brilliant, everyone. So if you're listening to this show, you can get 50% off the GoQuick platform fees for the first 6 months that you're using it. To get that, head to goquick.co or DM Abhishek Chandra on LinkedIn, and he will sort you out with that goodie. Abhishek, it has been so cool having you on the podcast. Thank you for being here and sharing your WhatsApp knowledge. It's been brilliant to catch up again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I loved this conversation, and I would love to keep doing it with more insights as we progress in UK. I want to come back again and again, share different case studies, different examples, what people are doing, because this is something which is very interesting. And I see a huge amount of creativity that our founders are trying on WhatsApp in the UK. So I would love to share those stories again.
And we look forward to doing it too. Thanks, Abhishek.
Thank you so much.
What a way to end our series on WhatsApp this year. So many good data points, ideas, examples there from Abhishek. And love those workshops he mentioned, that if you want to really get into this, they run for free. So just DM him if you want to get into that. I think kind of summing up this episode and summarizing all the episodes we've done on WhatsApp this series, I think it really is primed for go this year. But I think you're mad if you try and go it alone. I think you need to be learning from and adapting what's worked in other countries where it's already a tried, tested, solid model. So learn from what's gone before. Don't try and just create new ground. But also to, as Abhishek said, take it slow, get the customers used to it, give them value, and then start taking advantage of that whole Meta and AI agent ecosystem to really drive it towards improving your customer lifetime value. Loads to think about there. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into your URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things we share to help you improve your business. Now, if you are one of our regular listeners or one of our brand new listeners, I thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. All 5 of our episodes on this brand new topic of WhatsApp are now live. Think of it as your Get Me Up to Date Fast on WhatsApp masterclass. And please do have a listen to all of them if WhatsApp is on your to-do list this year, which quite clearly it should be. To get all those episodes, either scroll up your podcast feed or use the short link keepopt.com/WhatsApp, which will take you to the page on the website where all our WhatsApp content is. Our next masterclass topic is SEO and GEO. Yes, we are revisiting the SEO thread and slamming a load of AI search optimization in there as well, which we're calling GEO or GEO. You can catch that thread so far, either by scrolling up your feed to the last time there's lots of SEOs mentioned in the podcast names, or you can go to keepopt.com/SEO for the website version. Please do tune in 2 Wednesdays' time to catch the start of our new dive into all of that. Yes, that means there is no episode next week. We're having a fallow week, a quiet week, to give you time to catch up on any of the episodes you missed from this series, re-listen to any that you want to re-listen to, or to share with your team, and then put into action what you've learned. That last bit is the most important. You can learn all you want, but if you don't put it into action, what was the point? Make sure you're subscribed to us or following us on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss out on our future episodes. And if you know someone who is particularly interested in launching on WhatsApp or improving their SEO or GEO activity, please let them know that we're covering all of that because the show exists to help you and to help them improve your marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
If you want to build personalized WhatsApp buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now at keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. keepopt.com/quickengage.